as we do each year at the end of June, on this day, we celebrate what the church has designated as a solemnity in honor of Saints Peter and Paul. And of course, we are most familiar with these two great disciples, acknowledged as the founders, if you will, of the Catholic Church in Rome. And we know a great deal of both of them from the Gospels, and certainly of St. Paul from the Acts of the Apostles. But the reason the church observes this is because, as important historically as both St. Peter and St. Paul are and will always be for us who are Catholics, there is something else that is celebrated on this solemnity that literally applies to each of us, because we all profess their apostolic faith. Jesus established the church on the apostles, particularly as Peter, representing the others, makes that beautiful confession of faith in who Jesus truly is, as we just listened to in today's gospel. And we see the transforming of these apostles for the rest of their time with Jesus in his earthly life, right up to the moment of his ascension into heaven. But the church also wants us to recall Jesus's last words to them, because those words apply to us as well. Go into the whole world and announce the good news and baptize all who believe in it, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them everything that I've commanded you. And here we see the importance, truly the importance, for the rest of their earthly lives of Peter and Paul. They lead the whole church into the world, not to take on the world standards, but to transform the world with the truth. And they literally died doing that. They did not go out, nor did Jesus go out looking to suffer, but accepted it as he did, as the will of God, for the sake of the gospel, the sake of the truth. Peter, we know, crucified during the first great persecution, worldwide persecution of Christians under the insane Emperor Nero. He was crucified upside down, but that was his idea. So transformed was he by his friendship with Jesus. He, we know, said he was not worthy to be crucified in the same way Jesus was. So he literally asked to be crucified upside down because he wasn't worthy to die as Jesus did. And Paul, of course, we know, traveled the world, the known world, converting literally hundreds, if not thousands, to the truth. And ultimately, under the same emperor, he, as a Roman citizen, was given a Roman's death. He was beheaded. But we find in that second reading really the testament not just of St. Paul, but it should be what we all can say about ourselves as Catholics. I've fought the good fight. I've run the race to the end. I've kept the faith. That's the importance of this great solemnity. That's why the church celebrates it across the world. That faith is supposed to be our faith.